$500,000 to a $250,000 program and reduced it from, is my understanding at least, from Tier 1 to Tier 2? And what's implied by Tier 2? Does that assure funding at 250 or does it not?
Sure, Mr. Chairman, thank you for the opportunity. As you may remember, in the 2014 budget, there was an amendment related to this source of funding, mainly the $5 million payment by UWM for the northeast quadrant of the county grounds. The adopted budget required that one quarter of that $5 million be provided to the Economic Development Fund, and then the remaining three quarters be provided to the Innovation Fund. And it created a work group that required members from the Office of the Comptroller, my office, and the Office of the County Board. In early 2014, we initiated the process to solicit ideas for the Innovation Fund. We received the funding from UWM, I believe, early February. The check for the $5 million was in the bank. Also in the 2014 budget, there was the assumption or the indication that we would receive about $680,000 from UWM for the sale of land for a hotel development. The terms of the payment plan require that that funding be paid to the county as part of their payment plan for that land. So we created a deadline. I believe we notified all departments via email, said, hey, the Innovation Fund is open for applications. Submit your ideas to us. The deadline, I believe, was February 28th. We created a work group prior to the solicitation of myself, Supervisor Lipscomb, and Justin Rodriguez from the Office of the Comptroller. We developed criteria to rank the projects. So once all the projects came in, we had a couple of meetings to sit and take a look at them. We each judged them based on our own criteria. We emailed several of the departments to ask some follow-up questions. And at that time, we then basically reconvened and came up with our final recommendations. As you mentioned, the request was for $500,000 related to the Parks Amenities Matching Fund. As we went through the list of projects, we tried to find all of the items that were the best deal, the best investment for the county to help, you know, reduce future operating costs, to make things more efficient. Amenities Matching Fund, obviously scored high enough to be recommended for funding. However, because we had several other projects that also scored high, in the view of the needs of the work group, we decided to pare that down to the $250,000, mainly because that's one of the very, basically the only item that really didn't have a set project. You know, it's not like it was $500,000 for a specific item or a specific service.
Was any input sought from policymakers or from the Parks Department as you were going through this priority assignment?
We did ask some questions from members of the departments. I did have a discussion with the Parks Department related to that. They indicated that the Amenities Fund was very high on their priority list. But based on the terms on the criteria that we established as a work group, which was required by the budget language related to this, the Amenities Fund scored lower than some of the other items.
Could you name those that scored higher? Our understanding is that $250,000 was turned into $800,000. The $250,000 originally appropriated for the Arts Amenities Fund resulted in $800,000 worth of improvements to the park.
Sure.
When you say others proved more valuable, do you have that kind of measure that exceeds that percentage of duplication?
Yes.
I mean, it's three times nearly. It is three times.
Sure, and to be clear, all the projects and even those that you don't see on the list, if you've seen the report that's going to finance on Thursday, all of the projects that were submitted really had merit. We would have loved to be able to fund all of them. It's not that, you know, by saying this that this project didn't have any merit, but basically the list, and I can provide you the list of the rankings, because many of the projects that were submitted, especially those in Tier 1, showed a definite and obvious cost reduction and or a definite improvement in the operations of the departments, those projects scored very high. It was also the case in 2013 adopted budget, the amenities matching fund was budgeted at $250,000. So there was precedent for providing $250,000 for that project. Obviously, we understand that the leveraging of outside funds for the parks is a great thing. Again, we would love to have funded it at $500,000 or maybe even more. But some of the items, and I don't know if you've had a chance to see the report, so I can list them, a project management software for our architecture and engineering division in DOFS. Obviously, we have great capital needs, project management needs. That service or that project scored very high. Housing construction in DHHS for AODA, people receiving AODA services, a very critical population in need. That project scored higher than parks based on the three, the combination of the three scores between us. And to get to your question about the Tier 1 versus Tier 2, the projects that you see in Tier 1 were the highest scored projects that the committee recommended. And so because we have that money in the bank, we wanted to be sure that those projects receive funding. Money's in the bank, they will receive funding under the mechanism proposed for Thursday. In Tier 2, those are the funds related to the sale of the hotel. Discussed that with the Economic Development Director, and he's about 90 to 95% certain that that project will close. We receive those funds in the third quarter of the year. Because these were the next highest scoring projects, we wanted to say that we will apply those to that funding, which we're fairly certain, mostly certain, will come in. We don't want to provide the expenditure authority just yet, because if we don't get the funding, money's out the door, we create a deficit. So that's the justification for the tiered
funding. As I commented earlier, in 2008, the public passed a referendum to tax themselves a half-cent increase in sales tax for parks funding and for transit funding another half-cent. That was a very bold expression, I thought, of public priority. And I think that we ought to be reflecting those priorities as well in our own bureaucratic behavior. As far as I'm concerned, this Arts Amenities Fund ranked very high on my scale of scoring. And I am an elected official, and I am here to represent the will of the people. Not to balance one interest against another within the bureaucratic framework that you have to work in. So I think this ought to, this Parks Amenity Fund, which has proven itself beyond doubt to turn wheat into gold, $250,000 into $800,000 in improvements, as that answers the public want, which of course the state never permitted us to levy, in a very small way it addresses the public want, and I think policymakers will be in a position come the next budget to see to it that this is funded appropriately. And I wish that I received no contact as chair of this committee during this process that you've described, nor, I believe, have any of my colleagues on the committee here. And perhaps that would have been well advised. But I'll leave it to my colleagues to ask other questions regarding this, if they have them. Other questions by committee members? Not really.
You covered a lot of it.
Yeah, well, thank you for that response, but I would encourage you to be mindful in the future that we make policy.
Mr. Chairman, we did follow the policy that was laid out in the adopted budget.
I understand, but there was some interpretive aspect to that that perhaps was unintended. Thank you very much, Mr. Fudge, for your response.
Thank you.
And we will move on to item number 10, please.